today. Our goal is to cut spending. It's not to shut down the government. That's why we're going to move the CR this week, and we would hope that the Senate would take this bill up and move it quickly. This is no way to run a government. But until the president gets serious about the serious structural spending problem that we have, we're going to have to deal with it.
But they're not going to deal with it in the next day. Washington will be closed. The white stuff, meaning snow coming down like nobody's business, just a couple of inches, and it gets tricky in the capital city. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big, big, big news. Hugo the Butcher Chavez is dead. So then there were two, Ahmadinejad and Castro in Cuba. The list is shrinking. When I think of evildoers, sorry, Chavez is on the top of the list. Why Jimmy Carter praises him for humanitarian efforts and actor Sean Penn says he's a hero, I never will understand. All you have to do is talk to the poor people and the so-called middle class in that country to find out some of the atrocious things that Chavez did in the 14 years that he held the position of chief dictator with a socialist government. So a funeral on Friday, 7 days of mourning officially, and maybe somebody new. Of course, somebody will eventually be in that spot, but who? Not the usual suspects. Somebody trotted up for the people that is similar to Chavez, or will somebody completely different end up in that position? And why do we care? Venezuela, oil rich. That's another thing that is an oxymoron, talking about people being poor in that country. There was no reason for the things that happened to some of the people there to happen, since there was plenty of money coming in because of the oil that was readily available off the coast right there, Caracas. They were pumping. So the White House announced also, by the way, that they were canceling all public tours of the president's home. Why would they cancel all the tours? Not because of the snow, not because of the bad blood, over the possibility of the government going down, because, oh yeah, that could happen at the end of March. Could it be the sequester? That's the official release. In fact, I got it this morning. This is what it said exactly. Due to staffing reductions resulting from the sequester, we regret to inform you that the White House tours will be canceled effective Saturday, March 9th, 2013, until further notice. Unfortunately, we will not be able to reschedule affected tours. The White House released that statement. And it's a good kick into the teeth of Congress, because the White House is saying, look, Congress wouldn't come back and find cuts that were more palatable. So we got to say, sorry, if you had tickets to come in and see the joint, you can't now. We can't afford you. $85 billion in cuts to the entire government. We know that we certainly have been talking about that. Will something change there? Doubtful. This is going to swing down, and it's a mere little blip on the radar screen, by the way. As we know, when you look at the overall deficit and the amount of money that is being just ground out in Washington, the sad part is, as many people have called in to talk about who work for the DOD especially, that it's unfair that their departments get targeted. But of course their departments get targeted because they're lower on the rung when it comes to the pecking order, you know, the number that you ultimately are striving for each time when you go up the pole in the government. And the people that are on that middle layer are going to get squished for a seven-month period, being forced to take, you know, a 20% cut. The furloughs of 22 days equal out to about 20% or so of the salary. And that's a big kick for people making less than $50,000 and defeating maybe a couple of mouths to boot. This is what I think a lot of people didn't expect, because always there was some kind of Band-Aid, but It didn't happen this time around. Let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm okay. Did you have to stop and think about Missouri there?
No, I didn't have to stop and think about it. Actually, my computer froze up. Just like it's freezing in Missouri, and you froze my computer.
Oh, it's not bad here, really. A lot of, I have a cold, so excuse my sniffling, please. Actually, a lot of the snow bypassed us this time.
Well, that's nice, because everybody else, in Chicago, they're really whining about it. Minnesota got slammed, and now Washington is getting socked in.
But isn't that crappy about the White House? How petty and juvenile.
I think it's very petty. And as somebody who knows, who wanted to go see the White House, Senator Pete Domenici I had to get tickets from his office, and we had to really, plan it out, because so many people want to go to the White House. And you go see all the other monuments and things in D.C., and you know it, Izzy. You're in Missouri. At the time, I was living in New Jersey. It's not like you're down the street living on K Street and running up the block to go see 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I have been in the White House several times anyway. But the fact that he would do that, I think, just shows what an insipid little sap he is. And I am referring to Obama because you know that came from him because he's just having a little temper tantrum. So he got called on his bluff about the sequester, and he's not liking it now. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, grow up.
Yeah, because he didn't think that was going to happen. He figured the Republicans would jump when they...
They didn't. That's the people's house. I heard that, and I thought, you have got to be kidding me.
I agree. I think it's poor. It's
poor. And
then
some pin on the heels of that. Yada, 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 Chavez, Alpha, you're a disgrace to America, Penn. And anybody that goes to see his movies are just stupid, stupid, stupid as he is. I would boycott him. How can an American citizen call America wrong over Chavez?
I don't get it.
I was just shocked. Oliver Stone was another one. I'm like, oh, my God. It's no wonder I never go to a movie theater. Really?
Yeah, the politics.
Some of them are outrageous, but after I read that about Sean Penn, I went through every one of my DVDs and my VHS, and I took anything out that had Sean Penn in it, and normally I share all my movies to other veterans, older men that are in nursing homes and what have you, or ladies, but mostly there's men here, and I threw them all away.
Good for you.
I just threw them away. And that's just my little way of protesting. It's not going to mean a hill of beans to anybody but me. But I thought, I'm not going to have you in my house. You're a traitor.
Yeah.
But the White House really has me peeved.
Yeah.
Which is my son. Well, two of my sons have been on White House duty. Never as petty as presidents can get. It just happened.
Yeah. I agree, Izzy. I agree. Shame, shame, shame. Take care of that cold, my friend. Hey, coming up next, how to protect yourself. Cyber stalking is so huge. Jane Hitchcock was stalked for a decade. That's how long it took to get extracted from the situation. She helps other law enforcement types, training-wise, to figure it all out, and she's helping you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the show, do we talk about protecting yourself in all different ways, identity theft? How about cyber stalking? Cyber stalking expert Jane Hitchcock is in our virtual green room joining us now. And Jane, you were a victim of cyber stalking, weren't you?
Yeah, way back in 1996, before there were any laws, there was no Facebook, there was no Google or anything like that. And it was just, it took me 10 years to finally find justice.
Wow, 10 years. So, I mean, you just had to jump through all kinds of hoops to try to find out who it was or how you could stop it or that kind of thing?
Yeah, because there were no laws in place, I had to figure out how do I find out who these people are and how do I legally do something about them. And I luckily found a lawyer on a news group that I just put a question out, would anybody be interested in an internet-related case? And he was wonderful, and he worked with me on contingency. So he filed a civil suit, and in the meantime, I actually had an FBI agent come to the house because they had gone pretty far and ended up sitting there with her for 4 hours training her on how I tracked down the people, because I finally did. And so I actually trained her. And then from there, I lived in Maryland at the time, and that became the first state in the country to pass an email harassment law because of what happened to me. And then I founded my organization, and now we help online victims of cyber stalking and harassment.
Yeah. What can people do? Give us a couple of quick tips. What can people do to kind of protect themselves? Is there, I mean, I know it's not 100%, but what are some things we can do to watch out?
I think the best thing to do is to open up a free email account if you don't already have one, and try not to make your username your name or anything that's gender specific. Try and keep it gender neutral, and try and use that everywhere that you can online. So if something does happen, it's easier for you to cancel the email account and get a new one than going through your ISP and trying to get a new one, because some of them are pretty hard about that. The other thing to do is if somebody does start bothering you online and you're uncomfortable with it, respond once to them and say something as simple, or write something as simple as, please stop contacting me or please stop communicating with me. And then no matter what they do after that, if they respond to that, I tell victims, sit on your hands. I know your first reaction is to defend yourself, but that's the worst thing you can do because that just shows them that they're getting to you and they'll get worse. But keep anything that they do send. So if they send you more emails, keep those. If they send you messages on Facebook, take screenshots and then block and report them. Because Facebook is getting really good about catching up with these people and warning them or canceling their account. And just keep everything so that if you do end up having to go to law enforcement, a lawyer, or our organization, we can work with you to try and stop it.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Facebook and how they're getting better. Should you be careful about where you post comments and that kind of stuff just in general and where you put yourself out or no?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have your friends list and you absolutely know everyone on your friends list, then you shouldn't have a problem, you know, bantering, you know, posting weird things on that. But when you start liking pages and joining groups, especially on Facebook, you probably should be, you know, aware of what you're posting because somebody might take it the wrong way. And it could be something as simple as your own personal opinion, and somebody might just go off on that and start harassing you. So think twice before posting.
Yeah. How about the extorting money deal? I mean, everybody knows about the Nigerian bank accounts and people saying you've got money in an account or it's in London or whatever, or someone's being held hostage, and yet people still fall for it.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people really, though, I understand that kind, but there's some that are a little more clever. Do a lot of people really actually send money to people they don't know?
Yeah. It happens all the time. It just amazes me. The one of the more recent ones that I actually had somebody contact me about was that she said, I got a death threat from someone claiming they were a hitman and they were hired to kill me, but if I pay them, you know, so much money, I think it was like $5,000, that they won't kill me and they would let me live. And I wrote back and went, well, number one, do you really think somebody would hire someone to kill you? Because if you do, you got problems. And number two, why would they take money from you, $5,000, when they probably were supposedly getting paid more to kill you? And number three, it's a scam. And it's hard to get that through people's heads. You know, I know I think I'm a pretty important person, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, really think about this.
Yeah, that's good advice. Think about it when you get something, too. Take a second to look at it. Just don't shove it aside or click and make a response right away. You're the co-founder of WHOA, Working to Halt Online Abuse. You mentioned where you work with the FBI agent and actually help them. And you do this now with law enforcement, with training. Are you getting asked to do that a bunch? I can imagine, because as they're getting better at it and more jobs are being created in that area, I still think there's a lot that the police and that other law enforcement types are still just learning as well.
Yeah, definitely. They are learning as well. I am getting out there. It was a little slow for a while, but it's starting to pick up again. And the one thing that it's not just law enforcement, it's also, I hate to say it, judges. I was just communicating with a woman online today where she had a case where she has two cyber stalkers, and they actually admitted to what they were doing to her online. And the judge that she happened to get, or her lawyers, you know, happened to get, doesn't understand the internet and how it can be used like that, and he tossed out the case saying it was frivolous. So it's not just the police, because sometimes you get lucky and you get a police officer, a detective, or somebody that's working with you on your case, and they understand it up and down. They go in front of a judge, and if the judge doesn't understand it, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, wow. And you talk to, and I think this is great, because kids, of course, coming up, you know, that's a blank slate. There's a lot. The innocence, you don't want to see that innocence. You want to preserve it as much as you can, being cracked. But kids need to know, don't they? You teach kids. They need to know what they should do and shouldn't do so they don't get sucked into this.
Yeah, definitely. It's when, you know, probably you and I were both kids, we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, you get off the school bus and you get a reprieve from it if you were bullied. And you had the weekend, summer vacation, all that. But now it's 24/7 with the internet and with texting and cell phones and iPads and, you know, what have you. So they can't get away from it. And it tends to really drive them crazy. I mean, to the point where you've seen it in the news where these kids kill themselves. And the whole thing is they need to find someone that they can talk to. find an adult, whether, you know, if it's not their parents, because some kids are afraid they're going to get punished if they go to their parents. Find somebody, and if you can't find somebody to talk to, then you can go to us. We have a kids and teen division, and we will keep you anonymous. We won't contact your cyberbully, and we'll try and help you take care of the situation before it does get to the point where they feel there's no other option than to kill themselves.
Yeah. And you say that, because, of course, everything so much happens through the Internet with the cyber stalking. There's a lot of different avenues and ways for people to take advantage. And, you know, where is it that most of these people, criminals, if you will, where are they most likely to get your info? Is it from the personal accounts that you mentioned? It's a good idea to set up that other account that's gender neutral and doesn't have your name in it?
It's a little bit like that. They do that, but they also do Google searches, and or they just kind of lurk around message boards or lurk around Facebook and make friends with complete strangers, and that's where you have to be really careful about who you're friending, and especially with kids and teens, because when I go and I speak at schools, I have an alter ego that I use that when I know I'm speaking at a certain school, I'll just select 30 students at random, ask them to be my alter ego's friend and see how many actually friend them, and then when I do my presentation, I show them what information that my alter ego, a complete stranger, found out about them, and you get home addresses, where they work after school, their cell phone numbers, their Skype names, and all this other information. They're absolutely shocked.
Yeah, and you know this too, which I just think is so crazy, but there's so many different companies taking advantage of information that they cull and find, and for a mere song, you can pay to find out all kinds of things. Addresses are readily available on so many people, and I don't know that everybody realizes that. Do you think so?
No, yeah, I don't think many people realize that. They have to know that if they are listed in the white pages, then their information, their home address is online. And then once that's put into Google Maps or Yahoo Maps or whatever you use, it's easy to find out where you live, find out who your neighbors are. And if your neighbors are online, they could start contacting your neighbors. That's my dog. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's Stevie the cybercrime dog. She actually goes to schools with me.
I love that. I love that. Your newest book is True Crime Online, Shocking Stories of Scamming, Stalking, Murder, and Mayhem. What's the worst scamming story that you've heard of?
Oh, gosh, so many. I guess probably the worst one that I wrote about in the book actually was a man and a woman put an ad on Craigslist for a ring that they were selling, and they had two boys, and when this couple came to the door to take a look at it. They were pretending, I guess, they were going to get engaged or whatever. They stormed into the house, tied up everybody, and two or three other guys followed them into the house. They ended up killing the husband and took off, and they were all eventually arrested. But that was probably the scariest one that I found.
Oh, that's an awful one. Well, keep doing what you do and pick up the book, True Crime Online, Shocking Stories of Scamming, Stalking, Murder, and Mayhem. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Wouldn't you think you'd want to take more vacations? Not the kind where you're going to the Middle East and trying to figure out the puzzle of Iran, or worried over North Korea, not the idiot's visit, Rodman, to Kim Jong-un, but the fact that now North Korea is saying they're going to cancel the 53 Korean War ceasefire. What? You got to be kidding me. That's what I like to call this segment. You gotta be kidding me here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's a big one for you. It's that North Korea story that they are saying, think of the years that have passed. Pyongyang, Washington, and now the move to perhaps completely sever the ties between Washington, Pyongyang, and the United Nations. So what would that mean over North Korea's crazy recent nuclear test? The Korean P- People's Army Supreme Command is saying they have lighter and smaller nukes. And that means we can surgically strike you suckers. That's what they're saying. So now this U.S. South Korean military drills that are going on, and the North Korean saying it's a way to prep for an invasion. Maybe we ought to take a look back at the Korean War ceasefire. What? Go back all those years, rip it up. Think about how long this would be. 60-year armistice agreement. That's what it'll be, if my math is right, on March 11th, when 2 weeks of U.S. South Korean drills will draw 10,000 South Koreans and 3,500 U.S. forces. So Pyongyang, with their nuke tests and threats of their new streamlined, lighter, faster, bigger, badder weaponry, there's no doubt high animosity between the North and the South in Korea. But that's why we had the ceasefire in the first place. There's definite hostility there. And that's why this Rodman thing was so crazy. Rodman meeting with a leader and saying, oh, he's an awesome guy. He must be taking lessons from Sean Penn, who thinks that Hugo the Butcher Chavez was an awesome guy. What is wrong with people? Am I missing something? Kim Jong-un is the guy whose father, and now he's inherited and is doing the same thing. He's watching thousands and thousands of people die. They talk about humanitarian causes that are ripe for a little spotlight on it. That would be in North Korea. And talk about your treatment of people. Come on now. So now you've got these new round of sanctions. And what's going to happen? Is China going to enforce them? Because most of the companies and banks that North Korea works with are based in China. So now you've got this brand new Secretary of State who didn't want to hang out on his wife's yacht, John Kerry, who's been in politics forever and a day. And he's saying that they want to see the North Korean leader engage in peace talks, and that the United States, this is what Kerry is pushing, is going to try to continue to do whatever they have to defend the nation and the region with the allies. So, in other words, we're not leaving that line. We're not leaving South Korea. So if you want to go back and look at nuke efforts and you want to look at truly what was written so long ago, okay, bring it on. Let's look at this, but we're not moving. We're not doing anything. I think it's scary. The animosity level is scary. And the UN Security Council is calling for those sanctions because of that nuke test. But what is China going to do? I mean, really? China's going to strong arm North Korea? I don't think so. It just doesn't seem so that would happen to me. All right, the other thing that's happening with John Kerry is Iran. I mean, forever and a day, have we not worried about Iran and nukes, speaking of nukes, not testing it, but possessing it, possessing a nuclear weapon. Ever since I've been on the airwaves, we've been talking about what's the timetable, what's happening, what can be done, blah, 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 just round and round in that same circle. So now John Kerry gets to deal with this, and he announces what we have already known. They're closer to getting a nuclear weapon. They're closer than ever before. The stakes are incredibly high. How much less stable could it get in the Middle East, especially if Iran has a nuclear weapon? And think of Hezbollah. I mean, that's flat out a terrorist group. Think of Hezbollah and their control, and then Iran. And will that just amp up a nuclear arms race? I thought that we were tearing down the arms race. And so this is the problem. What do you do with Iran? They're pushing, 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 pushing. And they're not going to resolve this. I mean, so each time do we get closer and closer to a confrontation? I mean, how long, and I've said this on the air for the past 3 years, How long do you let somebody bully you until you become so weak or appear to be so weak that you just can't do it? Do you call their bluff? I mean, do you call their bluff? Supposedly the president isn't bluffing. Our president isn't bluffing. And, of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would agree that diplomacy is not working. Iran ignores any of the offers. So you keep offering, and you keep getting bullied and getting knocked down. When do you finally say, enough, we're just going to stop Iran? The Iranian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is denying producing nuke weapons, saying it's only nuclear power. But that's not true. He just wants to be the guy in the middle. He wants the attention, and he's getting what he wanted. And listen, internationally, they are not taking Iran for granted. They're aware what's happening. Uranium enrichment, centrifuges, for sure, what they're looking at. And they're knowing the specific amount of centrifuges, that's been disclosed, that's pretty huge. It's obvious what that's being used for. So what kind of talks are we going to have here? Iran is refusing to bow to the West to curb its nuclear program. And if something substantial doesn't happen, either we do something about it or we risk it. I mean, this is just one of those moments. You're looking into the abyss, and you either man up or you slurk away. And I know there's many people listening to me that think, oh, please, do we want a nuclear war? Do we want problems with Iran? And the answer is, of course we don't want problems with Iran, but you can't play safe. You know, it's like, and this is a strange analogy, but I'm going to give you this analogy. It's like playing a game of tennis and you are just playing to return. I want to just keep getting the ball back. I'm trying to get a scholarship. I'm trying to do whatever. I'm trying to win the trophy. I'm trying to win the match on the playground. That's all I'm trying to do. So you're just returning safely. You're not going for any winners. You're not trying to hit any lines because you just want to wait it out. You're just going to wait it out. I'm going to wait the other person out. I'm not going to be aggressive. I'm just going to try not to make mistakes. And that's what we're doing with Iran. We just keep trying not to make mistakes through one Obama administration, now into the second, through both Bush administrations, and then back before that with Clinton. So this is the same thing. This is old news looking at Ahmadinejad and a nuclear weapon. This isn't new. If there was any strategy to be employed, you would think that we would have examined every single possibility. So to me, if I'm working for the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and we have a board up, and obviously you have to be concerned about everything because you're the representative for the president, really, and the eyes and ears and traveling around, I would put Iran high on the list. I wouldn't let Iran dupe us and continue to keep doing what they're doing and assume that, well, eventually it's going to sort itself out. We see what happens when we leave things to chance. And now North Korea really saying that they want to cancel the 53 ceasefire. All of the manpower, the investment that we've put into South Korea, you have to watch North Korea even more closely. Kim Jong-il was a nutball and was capable of anything, but I think the son may be worse. He has the brashness of youth mixed in with everything in between. And, oh, yeah, we have other areas to worry about, including the election in Venezuela. So I would say we have to keep more than one eye open when we look to these various hot spots that are popping up and have been on our radar for a while now. Coming up, it's all about the numbers. The Dow Jones surges to an all-time high. How high? Next.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
My, oh my, the Dow Jones more than surged. What a record on Tuesday. Last time they saw the numbers go that high, 2007. The Dow gained 125-plus points, or 0.9%, surpassing that record-closing high set in October of 2007. The S&P 500 also jumped up 14.59 points, or 1%, and the S&P is close to its own record. The NASDAQ gained 42.10 points, or 1.3%. So bull market big time. There is a big move. Because I guess what some of the Wall Street people or economists are saying anyway, there's a fear that a wave of money is going to move out of bonds and into stocks. But the money might not come from bonds. It might come from cash, which is the most expensive asset. Sounds confusing. You may have a basket of stocks that you're worried about because you have a little retirement account through Scottrade or E-Trade or wherever. Or at your company, you're lucky enough to have some kind of a IRA setup or a 401k, it would be called, a 401k, and you get a little bit of money shoved in there. I hope there are people listening to me that are in that situation, by the way, because then, you know, who knows what it's worth in the end, but you'll have something to fall back on, some kind of nest egg. And, you know, look, the stock market is gambling, but it's nice to be on the winning end of that gambling when your stocks are making money, because it's so scary to me what they do with this quantitative easing. When the Fed buys trillions of dollars of bonds, they jump up their prices, push up their prices, and they send their yields then that much lower. So, of course, stocks become more attractive if you're an investor, and that's what makes that happen. And you see the big flip around there. So, sweet. Sweet if you fall into that category. Joe Flacco might have some money in some stocks, probably some in gold, some in some other investments, too. If he doesn't, he will, because I'm sure he has some kind of financial advisor. He hit the lottery when he won the Super Bowl MVP. He has a new contract, $120.6 million, over $52 million a year is guaranteed. Flacco getting a lot of flack for the money. He says he's the same guy.
One of the most important things about being a leader is that guys know what that guy's going to give every day. So that's what I'm going to continue to come in and do. Like, I'm going to be out there thinking about the money. The bottom line is I feel like this is what I'm worth, and it's great to feel that this is what the organization also feels that I'm worth.
Money, money, money. Matt, you're a sports fan. You watched Flacco. You saw what happened. 22 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, picks during the season. He has the league's 12th highest passer rating, and he of course won the Super Bowl, was the MVP, and he's a solid player. But once you get the money, boy, you got to live up to that money, because there is a lot of hype over the dough. And when you go through a season with football fans who are coughing up money to see good games and paying some pricey ticket prices, they want you to perform, so he's going to have more pressure on his back, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. But it was a gamble on both the player and the team here, because they could have worked out a deal beforehand. The Ravens weren't sold on him and weren't giving Flacco the money he thought he deserved, and so they waited out the season, and lo and behold, Flacco comes up, ends up, he had a similar kind of rise like Eli Manning, where he had those first few years where you could see, like, okay, he's got the potential to be great, but he never quite broke through that ceiling, and then made a playoff run, won the Super Bowl. That's when Eli Manning started becoming elite in people's minds, and I think that's the same thing with Flacco this year. It just happened to be it's a contract year, and now he's getting paid at the absolute perfect time.
Yeah, so he got lucky. That's true. He got lucky with the timing thing. As you said, it is a gamble. So how about that? Yeah, that's a lot of money. Here's the thing. He has to treat the guys on the offensive line in a good way. In other words, I've seen other quarterbacks do this.
Get them steak dinners.
Yeah, steak dinners, golf clubs, whatever it is, something. Because you want them protecting you. And they're not making the kind of money you're making, even if they make a good paycheck. And everybody knows. They know what you're getting. So now that's what you have to do. You have to fend off the jealousy that tends to crop up a little bit anyway in a locker room. Not every player, but it certainly is there in the air. It's thick in the air because it's such a crazy amount of money. So other guys who are struggling trying to get the contract or trying to get the money they think they deserve, that's what starts to happen. You know, in the Masters, you get the green jacket, right? And it is a hunk of history, a piece of memorabilia. There's a guy in Florida who loves the sport of golf, and he desperately wants to, add to his collection. He owns a 1959 Art Wall Jr. green jacket. He got the jacket in an auction in 2012 for $62,000. He has it hung up in his office, but then he decided to put it back on the market. So there's an auction place, Heritage Auctions, are handling it. And that drew kind of the eyeballs of the Augusta National Golf Club, and that's the club, of course, that oversees the Masters. They say the jacket was stolen. It was one of four that hadn't surfaced since 2010, and they say that all of its green jackets awarded to champs or club members or any of that are the property of Augusta National, and the club allows each Masters champ to remove his jacket from club property for 1 year, but then it has to go back on the grounds. So here you've got the jacket, and now they're saying that they want the jacket back. Give us the jacket back. So Augusta got a temporary restraining order to stop the green jacket from being resold. So they're winning this battle. For now, Heritage Auctions has it. They're holding on to it. And there might not be a resolution for maybe months to come. But how about the fact that they own the jackets? And so forget about selling the jackets, because ultimately, if they can figure out a way, and they were obviously not happy with it, they'll take you to court and keep it tied up there, and you're going to probably have to cough it back up, or maybe you won't have to, but you're going to have to pay the freight to fend off the challenges of the legal system to have the club go after you. All right, wicked weather has really plunged now into Washington, D.C. It's already hit the Midwest, and 1,000 flights were canceled on Tuesday. There are more flights that are canceled that are due to fly in and out of Dulles International Airport, about 500. They've already been canceled, and they're talking about the amount of snow that's coming down. The storm in Chicago is incredible. They say it's really not going to wind down until 3 in the morning. And this is some of the biggest total amount of snow that they've gotten, the highest amount, I guess I would say, 11 inches of snow. So Indy, Cincinnati, they're getting snow now. It's a big one. This is a big one in the Midwest. Will it be the last of the season? The storm's going to hit New Jersey and New York, too, but they don't think that too much is going to actually land. But there'll be some, but it won't be the kind of totals that we're seeing from Chicago and from North Dakota and Minnesota and stuff. But, wow. Grand Forks, North Dakota. I know we have listeners there. Big shout out. 7 inches on Monday. A record for the date. How about that?
The weather outside is weather.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't. I'm stupid. You're smart.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.